Hang on.
With your permission. פרשת קורח. Is this introduction? Tari says, don't underestimate this man, Korach. Tari says, what he says on Shabbat, Nizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat, Tzadik Katamar Yivrach. The last letter of the word Tzadik is Kuf, Katamar is Reish, Yivrach is Chet. Makes Korach, that Korach is going to blossom like a date tree. This is based again, what Aris is based on the Zohar, when Mashiach will come, Korach is going to be Kohen Gadol. Not only that, this is the oldest man or person still alive in Gehenom, not more, not less, without food, without oxygen. Stays over there, stands up over there, and not only he stands over there, he talks over there. And not only he talks about Mashiach. People come and ask him. Over there, there are some people come and ask Korach, you know when Mashiach will come? He says, alive. The Korach says, well, I really don't know when Mashiach will come. I think you have to ask these Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is again, this is written in the Zohar of Shumba Yochai. It's not just a story. Korach says, Ari, don't underestimate this man. He's very, very special. The Zohar also, in one opinion, says that Korach really, what he wanted to do is not just a cue to throw Moshe out. He has a plan, but his plan was really to bring the Geulah, to bring the Mashiach. Since he sees that Moshe will not do it, that he is right. At the end, he sees that Moshe is going to die in the desert as well, that everybody already knows now, after what happened, Parashat Barotra, after Eldad and Medad came and they said, Moshe met Yeshua Machnis, and everybody knows already, Moshe will not go to Earth Israel, and Korach is planning a new plan that he is going to be able, so-called, to redeem Am Israel, and the Zohar gives him credit for that. That he is not just, you know, Erasha Merusha has some kind of positive entities inside him. Nevertheless, as we know, as we read the parasha, it doesn't taste or doesn't smell so good. And we'll try tonight with Rat Hashem to see what is the problem with this person and why really the Torah had to write this story in the Torah. So with your permission, Vayikach Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kad, Ben Levi, Ben Datan, Ben Aviram, Ben Eliab, Ben Pelet, Ben Reuven. And again, it's part of explanation. Rabbeinu Bar Chaya writes in his commentary that this parasha is impossible to understand what we call a derech hapshat just by reading the Torah. It must be some secret over here. Rabbeinu Bar Chaya says, "Vayikach Korach." If you read the Targum, the Targum says, "Veitpala Korach." That Korach's neshama is from Dor HaPlaga, from that generation that wanted to build a tower against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore he has so-called the guts, or so-called the idea, to have machloket with Moshe Rabbeinu, eventually maybe it's against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's not his fault, his neshama is from that generation to Aflaga. But again, tonight is Rat Hashem, we'll try what Ari says, what is really the secret behind this person. The Torah says that Korach went, and he took himself to one side. That's the explanation that Rashi brings from the Midrash, that Korach took himself to one side. It means he departed from Am Yisrael, from Moshe. V'yatam v'aviram b'nei Eliyahu v'bnei Reuven v'yakum b'nei Moshe v'anashim v'nisrael chamishim v'matayim nisi'i dak shirim v'yad anshe Shem. Kam chachamim v'tad as you should know, don't underestimate what's going on. Those presidents of the tribes, in Parashat Noso, Elitzur ben Shdehu and his friends, one of them is Nachshon ben Aminadab, that's the first person as an individual jump into Yamsu. They all join Korach in the party. They're all going to vote for him in November. They all believe in him. All believe in him. Can you imagine such a thing? that Moshe Rabbeinu split Yam Suf. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on our Sinai and tell us what Hashem said in Ten Commandments, that maybe we understood the first two, maybe. And Moshe brings us man, Moshe brings us the water, of course, B'shut Miriam, but Moshe does everything. And this person wants, and he wants now to take the leadership of Am Yisrael. It says he is able to convince the top leaders of Am Yisrael, all get to join the party, and it's a question how many people were left on the side of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a question. There's some opinion that most of Am Yisrael backed up Korach. Of course, he was very wealthy. The Gemara says that one of the richest, maybe the richest Jew ever in Am Yisrael was Korach. But again, to convince people to go away from Moshe Rabbeinu, this is just, you know, without no common sense, because in 5 minutes, the next morning, talking about millions of people, children, babies, do not have water to eat, no money is going to come, there's going to be no water, you're stuck in the desert. I said, how can you take a chance like this to go vote for Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu?
Can you clarify a number on the amount of his supporters?
No. The leaders, just the leaders. The 250 people.
Yeah.
And those again include those presidents of Am Yisrael in Parashat Noso. So they're all going to die right now. They're all going to die in the Parashat.
Also Nachshon.
Well, they say that the Jewish people are going to vote anyway, so for, you know, for that person, so it doesn't matter. And how can you do it in the desert? I mean, I understand everybody, you know, who lives in Englewood, he's going to vote for that person. But if you live in the, if you're in the desert, and you have no food in the desert, you have no water in the desert, and you're stuck in the middle of the desert, and you're going to change leadership, you're going to say Korach is over there. I don't understand Korach himself. How does he take such a responsibility to be the so-called to be the leader of Am Yisrael? Big responsibility. Could he deliver? I mean, it's a politician can promise, but you know, you have to be serious about it. I talk about millions of people. Erev Rav, just 3.6 million. It's no information. Maybe 50 million people need every day breakfast and supper. Can you supply it? Can you supply so much water in the desert? 50 million people. And Korach wants to be the leader. וקלו על משה ועל אהרון ואמור, so the Gemara comes and the Chachamim come and they tell us all kind of information. It was not just, you know, that he comes and you know, he's running for election. It's going to embarrass Moshe Rabbeinu. It's going to embarrass Moshe Rabbeinu, and the first thing that is a few opinions how it happened. But anyway, he took those 250 people, including again all those presidents, and he gave them talit that was made from the blue color, chelet. So he goes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, I want to ask you a question, halacha question. And it says, last week Parasha we learned about tzitzit, that you need a string, one string, blue string on the tzitzit, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the mitzvot. Because the blue is going to remind us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a question to you, what happens if my talit is blue? It's not white, it's blue. Do I still need a blue string on my tzitzit? And Moshe said, for sure you do. So Korach said, it doesn't make sense. If the blue has to remind me about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what I need is string. The whole time it is blue, I don't need any blue string. They made a joke out of him, they all were laughing at Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the second question he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, you taught us halacha about mezuzah, that you have two paragraphs from the Torah written on the parchment, and you put it on the post, on the door. I said, how about if I have a real Torah in my house? That of course the Torah includes those two paragraphs, it's Shema Vayayim Shamoah, that you have in the mezuzah, it's in the Torah itself, and I have the Torah, the Mitzvah, do I see the Mitzvah on the post? So of course Moshe said yes, and Korach said it doesn't make sense, and then Korach went and he said to everybody, listen, Moshe made up the whole Torah by himself, and that was the end of the thing. Again,
where was the Torah then? He hadn't finished
writing. So whatever was written till today. So by the time of that we got the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote from Bereshit until Parashat Yitro. And then the Gemara says, Moshe continued in the desert to write. Every time he got more mitzvot, he wrote in the parchment. That's the Gemara says. But even if Moshe did not write daily or weekly, whatever he learned, but certainly the first paragraph, I mean the first book of Bereshit and a few paragraphs from Sefer Shmot were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, Korach is making a joke out of Moshe, and all of Israel join him. So the thing is, it's the biggest joke. Moshe is the biggest joke. ויקהלו על משה ועל אהרון ויאמרו עליהם רב לכם כי כל הידע כולם קדושים ותוכם השם עדות ושר קהל השם. So they went to Moshe and they said to Moshe, listen Moshe, we have to tell you something. He said, what you got to tell me? He says, you're not the only person living that you heard on Har Sinai the first two commandments, אנוכי השם אלוקיך, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחים על פניי. He says, everybody heard it. Not everybody understood, but everybody heard. So therefore, why are you taking the leadership? You decided that you are the king, so called, and Aaron, your brother, is the Kohen Gadol. He says, what's the difference between you and me? I also was on Har Sinai. Mr. Korach, if I would be Moshe, says Mr. Korach, it's true. You also were there, but I want to remind you something. When you heard it, you fell on the floor, fled dead. And then Hashem had to revive you. I said, I was standing and I explained and I told you what were the Ten Commandments. You did not understand the Ten Commandments. You didn't hear the Ten Commandments. It's, what did it make? Did you want to be the leader? I said, let me tell you something. I took you out of Egypt. I supply man to you. I split yamsu for you. I give you water. I do everything for you. I went to Shemaim. I was in next door. I was 120 days. Well, would you like to fly down there? Let's see. So Moshe doesn't answer that. I says, what is the problem with this man Korach? And how come Moshe doesn't answer? Vayishma Moshe vayipol al panav. From Moshe heard and fell on his face. Comes the Gemara and says, what does it mean vayishma Moshe? Of course vayishma Moshe. Torah doesn't have to write it. If Korach tells Moshe, of course Moshe heard. The Gemara says vayishma Moshe. Moshe heard some rumors about him. Rumors. Can you imagine? Korach went, and all those presidents, all those people, and they all said that Moshe is being suspicious of trying to do a thing with married ladies. Accusation, this is Moshe Rabbeinu that left his wife, that's the holiest of the holiest that we ever had. It says people came to Moshe and said, listen, don't talk to my wife. Next time you talk to my wife, I'm going to bring my wife to Aaron HaKohen to give her to drink the special water that she might fall on the floor dead. So Moshe heard that people are talking, they got it, and they all said, be careful, don't let Moshe talk to your wife. He might do a sin with your wife. I said, how is it possible such a thing? I said, the Gemara says, listen, it's impossible to suspect Moshe about it. People hate Moshe still. Must have some kind of root to say such a thing, and Moshe is very upset about it. And how can Moshe Rabbeinu, how can you talk about him like this? And you know, also you have to understand, you know, this is, Hashem is behind these things, you know, sometimes, you know, Hashem lets things happen, but Hashem, I don't know if he has ever said the word approved such a thing, but Hashem was not quiet, you know, if Hashem doesn't approve it, Hashem could have made them shut down. Or shut up, or they call in America. He says, be quiet, you don't say those things. He says, all talking about it, the Gemara says, all of Am Israel says, be careful of Moshe, be careful of Moshe. Moshe is not pure, Moshe might do a thing with your wife. Stay away from him, stay away from him. Very strange. וידבר על כוח ולכל הדלתו למור בוקר וידע השם את אשר לו ולשאיר את הכביש ויקים אליו את אשר יבחר ולהפקים אליו וסייז הקדוש ברוך הוא אלמוני, סייז משה, גמרא סייז משה, tell them, maybe you're a little bit drunk right now. You don't know what's going on, but in the morning, if you want to see who did Hashem really choose, it says we'll have a test. Zot asuk kol Hashem achtuk lomach adotov, please take those pans, tnu vahem esh, put some fire, tnu vahem esh, put the spices. Tnu Hashem machar vahesh shircha Hashem hu hakadosh ham lachem nevi. It says, listen, what you got to do is tomorrow, if you want to prove to Am Yisrael that you are the leader, so that's what you got to do, so take those machar, and put the spices in fire, and this is the test, so whether he is the chosen one will be alive, and the rest will die. The rest will die. As we all know the information already, that Nadav Avihu, in Parashat Shmini, they took some of this Ketoret, the spices, and they died with it. This is a very dangerous test. It says, so why are you going to take it? I says, nobody should have taken it. Nobody should have taken it. I says, we have bad experience with it. until the test, okay, maybe I have hope that I can be the king of Am Israel. And Moshe tells me, go tomorrow morning, take spices. That's the last thing I want to do. I'm not going to say, hold down, you know, live wires in my hand. It's live wires, sorry. Spices, live wires. People die from it. I says, listen, that's the test. And they agreed. They agreed, Korach and his colleagues, all the party, they agreed. They're going to take this, and they're going to hold down, maybe the end Korach did not do it. It's a question if Korach himself, but the other did. And how do you explain such a thing? And those people fell in such a trap. They really thought they're going to make it. So Tanya Gemara says, listen, the 250 people have no chance at all. But Korach, he thinks he has a chance. What's his chances? About 300 years later, it's going to have a grandson, his name is Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi comes from Korach, even though Korach himself was swallowed by the ground, but his three children survived and they came up. And from them came Shmuel HaNavi, and Korach has Ruach HaKodesh, can you imagine? If this guy that he has some kind of disagreement with Moshe Rabbeinu, that he takes all Amitra on his side, he still has Ruach HaKodesh, and he sees the future, and he sees that his grandson will be Shmuel HaNavi, he says, oh, I'm going to have a grandson Shmuel HaNavi. That's probably, most probably, almost 100% that I'm going to survive. He says, really? You really mean it? Because you can have a grandson in 300 years, he's going to be a Navi, he's going to survive now. That won't make any difference. Because somebody has a grandson, he can go today and go kill people on the street and do whatever he wants. He says, I see Ruach HaKodesh. Say, you know, your grandson will be good, but you're not good. What happened in Am Yisrael? The grandfather is not good, but the great-grandson. Avraham Avinu's father was Terah, and from him came Avraham Avinu. It doesn't matter who is the grandfather. It depends who is the grandson, and the grandson has his own merit, his own thing, that why he became a grandson. But it's nothing to do with the father. It says, you Korach, he's making a cloak of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, I'm taking a ticket, so I'll survive. Why? Because I'm getting a grandson. So why is he a grandson? Besides, you have children. Korach had children. We have no information how many grandchildren he had at the time. It says, at least we know he had children. The man is not a youngster. And everybody in those days, the Gemara said he used to get married very early. Maybe he has grandchildren. I says, of course he has grandchildren. I says, what do you mean you can see Shmuel HaNavi come from you? So what comes from you? It doesn't make any proof that you're right. I says, you can be a great-grandfather, but you did a mistake, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill you, and your grandson will survive. So you don't know that the grandson will not survive. Nevertheless, he's willing to take the test. He's sure about himself, and the Torah will continue. And the Torah will say that he is very stubborn, and then we all know the story that the ground swallowed him. If you have permission, I just would like to go to the Haftarah for a minute. The Haftarah Parashat Korach, that you can find in Sefer Shmuel. Of course, maybe the connection to the Parashah is because Shmuel was the great grandson of Korach. Again, doesn't make it right. Maybe why Chachamim chose to say this Haftarah because Shmuel was his grandson. So what was his grandson? So how do you say this? Some kind of other information that Shmuel shared with Am Yisrael, like Moshe shared with Am Yisrael. But again, it's not convincing why Chachamim chose to read this Haftarah about Shmuel HaNavi. And Haftarah starts like this, Vayomer Shmuel Elam, Lachuvan Yalcha Yav, Chadesh HaMamlucha. So Shmuel called the nation and said, let's go to Gilgal. This was the first station, the first stop that Am Yisrael stopped after they crossed the Jordan River. And at the time that Shmuel is speaking, he already ordained Shaul to become a king. That had a big opposition. And now it's time to so-called to reordain Shaul HaMelech. Since Shaul HaMelech became a hero by winning a war, so therefore Shmuel called the nation and said, I want all of you to go, and we'll go to that place Gilgal and join over there. Over there, the purpose of that trip is to resume the kingdom that was so-called a shaky kingdom right now because of Shaul HaMelech was not approved by everybody, and Shmuel is going to convince them about that kingdom of Shaul HaMelech, that he is the chosen, he is the right one. Says the Navi, says the Haftarah, Vayachu Kol Ha'am HaGilgal V'Yamlichu Sham Et Shaul Lifnei Hashem HaGilgal. They all agree finally that Shaul is the king, and the ordaining over there that he is the king. Vayachu Sham Zvachim Shlamim La'Hashem V'Yismach Sham Shaul V'Yachu Anshei Yisrael Ad Mo'ad. Everybody is happy. Everybody's happy, comes to Navi and tells us, Ve'im Shmuel Kol Yisrael, Hine Shamati V'Kolchem Chol Hashem Amartani Ma'amlich Alechem Melech. I listened to you, and you asked me for a king, and I made a ordained king for you. This is the king. I became old a little bit, and my children are with me. Nevertheless, you asked me to have a king. Here he is, and you're happy with him. Baruch Hashem. He goes and asks him, do you know if I stole from anybody? He says, nobody stole. Now he goes in the information. And then, it says, at the end of the Haftarah, it says, now, I want to tell you something. Now stand up. Gamma type, you have the Haftarah, it's sentence 16. Gamma sentence 9. Gamma type, it's full, who is the Dabar, Gadol, Azeh, Asher, 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 Asher. I want to show you something. I want to show you something very big. So far as everything is okay, Baruch Hashem, they accepted Shaul, there's nothing wrong. But Shmuel shows he wants to show them something. What is going to show them? This is time that the harvest they reap. A cry Hashem. This is summertime in Israel. Usually, almost never there is rain in the summertime. But then Shmuel Nabi says he wants to show them something. He says, what are you going to show us? And says, a cry Hashem. I'm going to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yitin Kolot U'Matar. It's going to start thundering and rain. He did very bad thing. You asked for a king. Even though that now he ordained and everybody happy is happy with the king, Shmuel said, I want to show you something. Originally, when you came to me and you asked for a king was bad. He said, I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's summertime, to have rain. In a minute, you're going to have rain over here, the blue sky, and in a minute, you're going to have over here clouds, and it's going to start raining. And it says, there's a Navi, Vayikrar Shmuel El Hashem, Vayitan Hashem Kulotu Matar, Vayom Ahu. It says, started thundering and raining in Israel. It's something that never happened, almost never happened. Vayirach Olam Ovet Hashem El Shmuel, everybody is scared very much. Vayirach Olam El Shmuel, Yitpalel Vata Abadecha El Hashem El Okech Ol Namut. And so we're going to die. You see, they see, you know, that Hashem agrees that we did something very bad, and it's raining right now. I said, we're going to die. He says, we did a very bad thing to ask for a king. So Hashem says, no. He says, you did it already. Please, from now on, behave. That's the Haftarah. The question is, what is Haftarah has to do with the parasha? What is really what Shmuel is trying to tell them now that he did something wrong, that's for a king? The Ari says like this. The destination that we have to look for is, of course, it's called Mashiach, and of course the way the Gemara says and the way the Rambam brings in his commentary that Mashiach is going to build Bet HaMikdash. Of course, the explanation is Bet HaMikdash, this is the center. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really expects from us. Why not? And Mashiach is going to deliver it. But if you remember, it says Dari the following. Originally, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe, he had in mind that the main dwelling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be here on the universe. And he came down and he stayed on earth while so-called he was created. Was creating Adam HaRishon and created universe, he had hoped that he'll stay here. And then, as we know that Adam HaRishon did not follow the instructions, did not obey the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked himself up and went upstairs one floor. Same and kind killed heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu climbed another floor. Then came Dor Enosh, they did Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu climbed another one. Then came Dora Mabul, and Dora climbed another one. And then was Dora Flagak, and Dora climbed another one. And then Dora Dom climbed another one. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu disappeared, went all the way up. Again, this is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to go. And the question is, what is really behind it? As Hashem climbs up and climbs, what do you mean he climbs up, and every time he climbs, one floor. If he wants to go up, let him go up all the way. No, he climbs one floor at a time. But it's climbing one floor at a time. Came Chachamim and told us the following, that came Abraham Avinu and was able, so-called, to pull HaKadosh Baruch Hu one floor down. Came Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came another one. Came Yaakov, another one. Then Levi, and then Kehat, and then Amram, and then finally Moshe Rabbeinu pulled HaKadosh Baruch Hu back on the universe, and that's what happened in Ma'amad Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down. Here, Hashem Al Har Sinai, what it means, says the Midrash, says Zari, that finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu is back, it's called back to square one. As the Gemara says, Shamdo Avotinu Al Har Sinai Paskazu Hamatan, when Am Yisrael came on, and stood on Har Sinai, so-called they were purified as Adam HaRishon before he ate from the tree. So this is so-called mission was accomplished by Moshe Rabbeinu, started by Abraham Avinu, and also called the seven, so-called the seven steps that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally came down was on Har Sinai. So mission is accomplished by Baruch Hashem. The problem is now, says Ari, what we read last week, says now we had a major problem again. I says, what is the problem? I says, since Am Yisrael, the last year and a half, disobey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command in certain times, so again HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving away. The first thing, as we all know, was the golden calf, the Egel. So it's not the sin what they did. What it means is when you do a sin, says Ari, it's not the sin, it's the smell, the bad smell. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu himself understands it. That it's not the sin that you chase HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you do a sin. It's so-called what the sin leaves behind it. So the odor, the bad odor, what the sin does, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot dwell around when it doesn't smell good. So Chachamim say that this is really what the power of the Ktoret. The Ktoret Hashem gave us, Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do the Ktoret, but Hashem gave us this opportunity to do the Ktoret. And the Zohar says the Ktoret is very important. That is saying the Ktoret in the morning, in the afternoon, it's a guarantee. The Zohar says that nothing bad Hashem should happen to anyone. So the spices, you mix the spices. So what if you mix the spices? So the Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, for example, the Gemara says the time of Beit HaMikdash, the ladies did not have to use any perfume. Because the Ktoret was such a great smell and powerful smell that the whole Eretz Israel blossomed from the Ktoret. Not only that, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that goats in Yericho used to sneeze when they smelled the Ktoret from Beit HaMikdash. But says the Ktoret, the spices, is not the spices. It's the smell that comes from the spices. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves good smell, and that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if Chas V'Shalom, you know, a person smells something bad, he may not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or learn as well. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. It says the halacha is, for example, if a garbage truck passes a place that you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you may not continue until the smell leaves, even though it's just the smell of a garbage. I said this, but you have to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not stay and dwell in a place that doesn't smell good. And in time of Beit HaMikdash, Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says, the Zohar says, it smells in Yerushalayim a very strong, very sweet, good smell. The opposite, Chas V'Shalom, is the opposite, that Chas V'Shalom, the person does not obey and doesn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, what he does, is besides the sins that he does, he also he spreads the bad odor, and that thing chases HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what happened after HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon and he ate from the tree, so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu climbed up one floor. That's why he climbed up one floor, because so-called the ground floor doesn't smell good. Then when Cain killed Abel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu climbed another one. Because the thing that Cain did, the odor of that thing climbed up another floor. And then Dor Enosh did Avodah Zarah, another floor. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he goes up, what it means is not he goes up because of the thing, because of the odor, because of the smell. And the opposite is when Avraham Avinu came and he is so-called, is able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back one floor, it means that he clears so-called the bad odor and so-called he sprays so-called a good smell, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu calms down. Of course, this is what the Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah on Har Sinai, so the Gemara says that the whole world smelled like roses, like very good smell. That's what it means. It means if you want to know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, Sarin says, you open up your nose. You open up your nose, you can smell if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. But this is the task, this is the goal to bring back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, again, after Am Yisrael did the golden calf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again could not stay and dwell. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, I will see if I forgive them, I don't forgive them because it means that Hashem cannot stay. And then the second thing after the golden calf, then Am Yisrael complained to me, Parshat Baalotcha, they want this, they want that. And so eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again went up another floor. And last week, Parashah, the story with the spies, with the Meraglim, I said, this is called, Rashi says, the Midrash says, called Sirachon Shlishi. It's the third time it doesn't smell good, what it means, you're chasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu away. And that's what really, what the Ari and the Zohar refers to, that this really was Koach, really behind his thoughts, that's what he doesn't want Moshe Rabbeinu. Since Moshe Rabbeinu so-called, he again, was not according to some Chachamim, say the right thing in Parashat Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Am Yisrael wanted to have some meat, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please kill me, I'm going to have meat for everybody. And of course, if you remember, Eldad and Medad, those two Nevi'im, said some kind of prophecy, Moshe met, Moshe is going to die, and Yeshua Machnis, all the Chachamim, everybody knows it already now, that Moshe is not going to be the leader, eventually he's going to die in the desert. Again, this is because Moshe argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and did something bad, but actually what it really means is that the atmosphere, or so-called the environment, is polluted right now. It says right now it doesn't smell good, and says this is when Korach comes into the picture, says Dari, and he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, you can't continue, may not continue. They blame Moshe, Chachamim say, for sending the spies because Hashem told him, I don't advise you. Anyway, he took the risk to send them, even though that Hashem said, I don't like it, and I don't think the mission will be successful. And says again, what they blame Moshe is not they blame Moshe for the spies or they blame Moshe for the death. They blame Moshe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's so-called climbing up another floor, and the smell and the environment doesn't smell good. This is our job, says Dari. This is what the goal is all about, is not to have Mashiach, is to have Bet HaMikdash. Again, Bet HaMikdash is, says Dari, this is the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come back, because originally on creation that's what Hashem did, that he wants to be here. That says, your job is to bring him here. That says, you, Moshe, cannot deliver. That says, who can deliver? That says, of course, Shmuel can deliver. Shmuel can deliver. That says, how does Shmuel can deliver? That says, Shmuel can bring rain. Rain, the Gemara says, it comes, when it comes anyway, but you can bring a rain. In a certain time that there's no rain, it means it comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from underneath the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means. This is so-called the destination. So, I want to explain you something, and you'll be able to understand what is really behind it. That's the parasha we read about mitzvah tzitzit. It's a very strange mitzvah tzitzit, very strange. I said, first of all, the halacha is that you don't have to go and purchase tzitzit. The halacha is, if you have a garment with four corners, then you should have tzitzit. But there's no obligation to go purchase one. It's obligation to go purchase tefillin, it's obligation to purchase lulav, it's obligation to have sukkah, obligation to buy shofar, obligation to have matzah, it's obligation to have wine for kiddush, maybe yes, maybe not. But again, mitzvot aseh is always mitzvot aseh obligation. Tzitzit is obligation only. If you have a garment of four corners, you own it, then you have to put the tzitzit. Either Chachamim said when you wear it, or Chachamim said if you have it in the closet also, but no one tells you you have to go buy tzitzit. Okay, for me, you know, I really, it's about, especially in the summertime, I'm hot with it. You know, I'd rather without me without it. That's the halakha, if no, that's the halakha. It's a very strange halakha. Again, Hashem is not commanding you and tells you to go buy tzitzit. You don't have to. Okay, so let's assume I don't have to, but anyway, I have a garment. I have a garment with four corners. Halakha is you put the tzitzit on four corners. Four corners. It says, why four? Why not three? Okay, four. I'll put it on four. If I have a garment with six corners, still four corners. The further corner, that's what you put the tzitzit on. It says, I have six corners. Doesn't matter. Only on four. Okay, fine. I'll put it on four. It says, what they have to do is they have to take four strings and you put it in, it becomes like eight. Eight. It says, why need to have eight? Some Chachamim tell us eight is so-called the number of the days that took us from the time we left Egypt until we crossed the Yom Suf. Even though it's seven, but Chachamim is some kind of explanation why it's eight. Chachamim said, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have tzitzit. It says to remember that it took 8 days to cross the Yom Suf. It says, of course, it's a very big thing. But I understood until today that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to remember coming out of Egypt. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to remember that I came out of Egypt as well that I crossed the Yom Suf. Of course, I was in danger until I crossed the Yom Suf. But again, I'm in danger in the desert as well. I'm in danger to, when I'm Israel fought against those 31 kings there in Israel, it constantly in danger. It says, what's the significance? You have to have eight strings on the tzitzit. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I want you to take one of them. It has to be blue string. Blue. It says, blue is that blue string. Is to remind you about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How it's going to remind you? Because the blue is the color of the ocean, and this is the color of the sky, and this is the color of also the chair called Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also blue. I remember. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me tell you something. If you want to remember it, Korach is right. It says, we don't need a blue string. It says, have a blue tzitzit. You can have a blue carpet. You can have a blue paint in the house. You can paint anything in blue. You hold it in your hand. It says, here, I have a blue shirt, Baruch Hashem. I remember it. It says, what do I need a string for? Korach is right. If I want to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and blue reminds me, it's also very, very strange that the way blue has to remind me, the string has to remind me, not string has to remind me, blue. So let me have, you know, any blue color. Benjamin Moore can of paint, blue paint, I'm holding it in my hand. I remember this blue. So why are you having it? To remember Hashem, the ocean is blue. I sit next to the ocean the whole day, Baruch Hashem, Boko Ratan. I go over there, I play golf the whole day next to the ocean. I remember, what do you need to sit for? Now this is going to remind me. This is going to remind me, nothing else is going to remind me. Come to the Torah, this is what you say in Shema Yisrael, come to the Torah and says, let me tell you something else. That thing also is going to remind you of all the mitzvot, everything. Everything is going to remind me. The Gemara, yes, to sit in American value together with the strings, and then that becomes 613. That's 613 mitzvot, the sit is very powerful. It's so powerful, and still I'm not obligated to buy it. Very strange. I'm obligated to buy tefillin. Comes the Zohar, comes the Gemara and says, you have no idea the reward for tzitzit. You have no idea what tzitzit does for you. You have no idea when you put it in the morning, what you get is for all makit, a special light that covers you and is going to protect you and is going to give you some kind of idea. This is that tzitzit is unbelievable. And not only that, when Mashiach will come, Ezrat Hashem, you see that tzitzit will give you, and you have no idea, you're going to have slaves, you're going to have this. I said, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's such a good thing, why don't you make me obligated to do it? Then, Baruch Hashem, I have the tzitzit and everything else. Chachamim says that one of the Chachamim was not wearing tzitzit, and Eliyahu Navi came to him, and he says, where is your tzitzit? He says, I have no money to buy tzitzit. He says, listen, I want to tell you something. When Hashem is upset at you, Hashem, Chas Shalom, is going to punish you. Chas Shalom, death penalty. Death penalty. He says, why? Because I have no tzitzit. Hashem himself does not want me to go and buy tzitzit. Hashem only said, if I have it, I should put tzitzit. Hashem never said I should go buy. Hashem will tell you, that the Gemara says, the guy, you go right away, get a tzitzit. He says, well, that's a tzitzit. If it's such a powerful thing, the way the Gemara says, Hashem should make it at least like a mitzvah of tefillin, it's not like mitzvah of shofar, lulav, sukkah, any other mitzvah. Says, no, you don't have to, you don't have to, and then you promise me if I do it, he says, what is it, what kind of mitzvah? Then comes the Torah also, that you know, that tzitzit has a special power. I said, what's the power? It says that it's going to save you from two big major traps. One is called Avodah Zarah, Lota Tumah Harei Levavchem. It says, when you have this blue tzitzit, when you have the blue string, I'm sorry, the blue string is going to save you, that you're not going to have in your heart any thought of idolship. You're not going to go to China to buy a statue. And the second thing, says the Gemara, says, you're going to be able to watch your eyes, not to look in certain places you shouldn't look. This is those two things. How about the rest that I need, all the things? I need Pana Sain, Gil Pana Shlema. Then I have a list for that, for my conditions. You see, the tzitzit is to remember all the mitzvot, but has a tremendous power on those two subjects mainly. So he says like this. It is based on a sentence in Haftarah. If you want to look, it's the Parashat Shoftim. It's a sentence in Shayahu Navi. It says, Kol Sofayich Nasu Kol Yachdav Yiranenu Ki Ayin Be'ayin Yehu B'Shuv Hashem Tzion. It says in 18, when you finish 18, after all the requests, we say, V'techezena Einim Shemcha V'Tzion Berachamim. We ask for the Bahu, we want to see him coming back. Even though we know that nobody can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Lo Yirani Adam V'Chai, Hashem said, nobody can see me, then Mashiach will come, Hashem wants to reveal himself to you, but eye to eye, you'll be able to see actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your eye, and yet this is the announcement that those people are watching and waiting for Mashiach. This is what you wait for, it is not Mashiach, it is we want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's actually what did happen when HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called appeared in the Mishkan, appeared in Beit HaMikdash. But again, the people had to fall on the floor flat, and they could not see actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, when did they really actually see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they stayed alive? This was when they crossed Yam Sud, as we say every morning in Az Yashir, Zeh, Liva, Zehu, says the Gemara, Rata Shivcha Alayama Shelo Rai Cheskel Ben Bozi Akoren. It says, every little maid saw more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Yechezkel HaNavi. Yes, actually, with the finger, everybody pointed at the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, this the Navi says, the Gemara brings, at the end when Mashiach will come, people will show with the finger, will point with the finger, hey, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, the 8th day or the 7th, whatever it's called, Yom Tov is not Hashem. Split Yom Tov. Of course, Moshe split Yom Tov, but the purpose was not to split Yom Tov. It was when we got to the stage that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called tried us and trusted us, he revealed himself to us. This is really the power and the secret of what we call Shvi'i Shel Pesach of Kriyat Yom Tov. It's not Hashem saved. Hashem can save us any time. But to reveal himself to us, that was the first time and almost the only time, almost only time. After that, after we crossed Yom Tov, since we complained and we did certain things until we got the Torah, we weren't able to stand and look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gave us the Torah. That's the Gemara says, Retzununu Lirot Et Malkeinu, that says Moshe Rabbeinu told us to prepare ourselves 3 days before we got the Torah. It's after we saw, we said we want to see him. So what do you mean you want to see? It's because we saw him once. So we want to see him again. And the Gemara says, Am Yisrael had such a pleasure by seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they wanted to have the pleasure again. The Moshe said, Hashem was coming on Har Sinai, it means the Shekhinah is coming. He said, what is the Shekhinah is coming? It's not that Hashem wants just to dwell here. Hashem wants you to see him. That this is the ultimate goal when Mashiach will come. And that's what happened really on the time that we crossed Yom Tov. It's not that Hashem saved us. Moshe made a big miracle. It says, because of that miracle, Hashem planned it this way, that eventually that's what you're going to do. And that's what we're going to share. It says, the power that it is, says that it is completely different. It's not that Hashem wants you to wear it. Hashem wants you to know what's the destination. It says, when you have a string, a blue string is going to remind you what's the destination. It says, you'll be able, so-called, to understand what Hashem is waiting. Hashem wants you to see him. That's what Hashem. Somebody can say, Mashiach didn't come for what? Ali says, because Mashiach is going to reveal Beit HaMikdash. Why does Hashem need Beit HaMikdash? He doesn't need it. Hashem wants to reveal himself to you in Beit HaMikdash. That's the ultimate goal, destination, what Hashem created this world. He wants us, it's called eye to eye, eye to eye, to see Him. I said, see, that teeth is going to get you there, how is going to get you there? Says the Gemara, tzitzit was given to us bizchut Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, after so-called he won the war and saved the Mashiach, it was Lot, the king of Sodom came over to him and told him, listen, you can keep all the fortune and just give me back the people. And Avraham raised his hand and said, I'm not taking nothing from you. Even a string I don't take from you. When he said even a string, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to know something? Now you understood who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to give your children a mitzvah. It's called the string, the blue string. It's bizchut because Avraham Avinu never wanted so-called to have this fortune. He wanted to have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did not want to have it at all, but this is just to understand what he wants. He wants so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come down. And this is when Avraham Avinu was able originally to start bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down one floor. And of course, what we know about Avraham Avinu, the first thing he fought Avodah Zarah idolship, and the second thing what the Gemara says about Avraham Avinu, that he even at his own wife he didn't look. Forget about other ladies. He loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, Avraham Avi, and says Avraham loves Hashem so much, he says he loves Hashem so much, that's what he, the Rambam writes, that he went from town to town, from city to city, and he tried to convince people not to do idolship, and says, this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, listen, because of that string that you did not want to take from the king of Sodom, I'm giving you the power of the tzitzit, it's called the blue string, but you have to be up to it. Therefore, Dali says, it's not an obligation to go by tzitzit, even though it's a very powerful mitzvah, talit, and tzitzit is very powerful. Don't underestimate it. When Hashem is angry, Hashem can kill somebody who doesn't have tzitzit. It says, tzitzit will save you, but you have to be up to it. It's not the tzitzit, or the tzitzit is going to lead you, to teach you, that you're going to have, be able to understand what is the obligation is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says Ari, that you have 8 strings that took you 7 days, 8 days from the time you left Egypt until you crossed the Yam. So it's not the so-called exodus or so-called the independence that you got that you left Egypt. It's the state that you were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the power of that is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that mitzvah as a reminder for all the mitzvot, again, that's all the mitzvot is only to get to that destination. And this, again, this is because of Avraham Avinu that he reached that level, and this is a so-called a present we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, says Ari, says the Gemara, that Oshin Shamun Levalav L'Ra'ato, because Korach was very rich, it says since his wealth was overwhelmed so much, he had, that drove him to the other side. It says it's true. It's true that Moshe, so-called, is in a way responsible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes away now, something that happened in creation, it repeats itself by now. It says, but nevertheless, since he was very wealthy, says Ari, says the Gemara, his wealth drove him to the wrong direction. He'd have gone down to Moshe, he'd have gone with Moshe, and discussed with Moshe how to save up Israel, how to be able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to dwell with us, but not to go to Olam Yisrael, says the Chachamim, says the Mirash. He went to Olam Yisrael, to the president, Tashmina Minadav, he gave the money, he bribed everybody, he says, come, vote for me, be on my party, they're all because of the so-called the money, what they love, they join Korach. Same thing that happened, they came out of the beach, says Dari, and after you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your eye to eye, says still, 3 days on the beach of Yom Tov, they keep collecting jewels, more jewels. That is therefore, that is the fell in this threat of Korach that tried so close, the Zohar says, really to bring Mashiach and to have the redemption means to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Korach himself doesn't understand, says there is the power of the city. He doesn't understand, he thinks it's the blue collar. Says, how come he doesn't understand? Says, Korach has Ruach HaKodesh. He says, no. Korach has Ruach HaKodesh, it's true. He sees he's going to have a grandson that's going to bring so-called the Shekhinah back. This was the power of Shmuel Nevi. But you, because of your wealth, says the Gemara, you're going to lose so-called your balance, and you're going to do the thing against Moshe Rabbeinu, something that really it's not making sense at all, doesn't make sense, not to him, not to Am Yisrael, he's doing just the opposite, he's going to take Am Yisrael down the drain, it's because of his wealth, that he doesn't use his wealth in the right place. Says David, by the way, it's not his fault, as we said in the beginning, that Rabbeinu Bachaya said it's Neshama is from Dor HaPlaga, from their generation built the tower against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes even further, that says Korach has the Neshama inside him, Nishmat Kain. That Nishmat Nefesh Kain, it's part of Kain. That Kain himself rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kain himself, his wealth, drove him with jealousy to kill Hebel, and says, therefore, Korach, so-called, he is doing the whole thing. But Moshe Rabbeinu, just to understand, says, Ari, since Moshe Rabbeinu said 2 weeks ago to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that please kill me, and I don't know how to supply the king, and he did not talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Rashi brings, the way the Gemara says, with the respect, and says, so it means you don't love Hashem 100%, and says, therefore, Chachamim said it. Am Yisrael came to Moshe and told Moshe, listen, stay away from my wife. What, you suspect Moshe? He says, if you don't love Hashem, so you love might go to the wrong places. He says, either you direct your love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Chas V'Shalom, if you don't talk with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, you betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore your love might go to different places. And therefore, the Ari says, Moshe fell on the floor. Moshe is upset. He says, everybody is suspecting me. Everybody is suspicious about me. He says, what's the reason? Because the Chachamim say that because the Shekhinah is not there, because this Am Yisrael, they complain. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked himself up. And now, Korach wants to bring, says the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu back down and to have the redemption. He's right in a way, but not in the way he did it, and that's what Ari says, is the oldest person living in Gehenom talking and talk about Mashiach. The people in Gehenom ask him, when is Mashiach coming? He says, Korach, the Rasha. He says, is Rasha? Yes. His attitude, his behavior was not proper, but his idea was right, that to bring Mashiach, it means to bring back HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the universe, something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here right now. He says, this is the Parashat Baruch Hu always we read. In the summertime, this is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come back. We have to know our obligation. In the summertime, says Dari, this is the wealth. And to watch ourselves from idolship, to watch ourselves, is only to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called a place to come. If it doesn't smell good from this hand, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks himself and goes away. And says, Shmuel Nari was very powerful to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back in the summertime. He says, in the summertime, he says, I want to show you something, it's going to rain in the summertime. Rain in the summertime means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come back, come from Kisei HaKavod, this is the blue. He says, this is what the power of Shmuel HaNavi, that is comparable to Moshe and Aaron. It means, what is the comparison? The comparison is, he can bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down, and that's what he told them Israel, that's the Haftarah of Parashat Korach, that Shmuel is a candidate, so-called, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. And he tells them, Israel, the idea is not the king, the idea is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. And that's the preparation for Mashiach Rabbeinu.
Yeah, the